Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. Your English will improve today. I hope you believe it, because I do. My name is Gabe, and I was just checking out my clothes here. Now, what's the most important part of your wardrobe? Is it your shirt, your pants, perhaps a jacket or a hat, or even a tie, or what about your shoes? The name of our lesson today is Dr. Martens Make a Comeback. Yes, we're talking about a particular brand of shoes today, which to me seems like free advertising for them, as you may want to go out and get a pair after our lesson. Well, what are Doc Martens, and what does it mean to make a comeback? Well, friends, let's find out. Come on.
Dr. Martens Make a Comeback. A fashion statement that new buyers keep discovering. Some say that fashion repeats itself every 20 years. That's proven to be true for 90s favorite British boots, Dr. Martens, aka Doc Martens. Today, the boots are being worn by models like Gigi Hadid and athletes like David Beckham. For all of their popularity in high-class circles, the boots actually had very humble beginnings. After suffering an ankle injury in 1945, German doctor Klaus Martens designed an air-cushioned sole. A British shoe company bought Martens' design in 1959. Later that year, the signature Dr. Martens 1460 boot was born, and factory workers and postmen became the target market.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 make a comeback 这个成语。Comeback 在这里是当名词，意思是指复出或东山再起。例如 ,the band is planning a comeback tour next year. 这个乐团计划在明年有复出的巡演。课文中的 make a comeback 是指东山再起或卷土重来，当片语动词使用。例如 ,Robert Downey Jr. successfully made his comeback by making the Iron Man franchise.小罗伯特·唐尼因为拍摄钢铁人系列而成功的东山再起，或者是 90s fashions are making a comeback this year. 90年代的时尚今年会重返流行舞台。继续我们看的是 air cushioned 这个形容词， air 是指空气， cushion 是指软垫，所以加在一起 air cushioned 是指气垫式的。例如 these air cushioned sneakers are extremely light and comfortable.这些气垫式的球鞋非常轻又好穿，或者是 There was a tiny leak in the air cushioned mattress, so it slowly flattened during the night. 这个气垫式的床有个很小的裂缝，所以晚上的时候就慢慢的变塌了。
What do you think about these, Rebecca?
Gabe, what are you doing?
My boots. What do you think about my boots?
They look like just...any type of boot.
Well, Rebecca, these are Dr. Martens.
Wait, you have Dr. Martens boots? How can you afford them?
Okay, I don't really have Dr. Martens boots. These aren't real Doc Martens, but they kind of look like them. I got them at Zara. But I think a lot of companies like to make boots that kind of look like Doc Martens because Doc Martens are so awesome.
Ooh, yeah, I'm sure they're pretty comfortable too, right?
Yeah.
In my opinion...comfort is more important than looks.
Oh, yeah, I guess, I agree with you most of the time. But I think some people, well, maybe they prefer style over comfort. It's best if they go together, right?
Well, right.
Rebecca, do you own a pair of Doc Martens?
Gabe, that's a great question. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
Well, no.
But you've seen them, of course.
Of course.
And people wear them, and they're making a comeback.That's what our title says, Doc Martens Make a Comeback. A fashion statement that new buyers keep discovering. So the idea is that people discovered how great they were many years ago, and now they're discovering how awesome they are again.
Right. We read, some say that fashion repeats itself every 20 years. I definitely do agree with that. Some things that were popular maybe 20 years ago went out of style, and now recently they're making a comeback, like Dr. Martens.
That's right. Well, you see that phrase, to repeat itself, or fashion repeats itself. This doesn't mean that fashion is saying something again and again. It means that it used to be fashionable before, and now it's fashionable again. The style or the trend is repeating itself.
Right. Now, sometimes we use this phrase when talking about history. If we see something happening currently that happened in history, you know, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 100 years ago, we might say, right now it looks like history is repeating itself. We see some similarities.
That's right. Well, that's usually used to talk about maybe how people are making a bad decision now, and if they just knew their history, they wouldn't make that decision. Or if they knew world history more, they wouldn't make that kind of decision.
That's right. So usually when we say history is repeating itself, it's usually not a good thing. But when fashion repeats itself, it actually could be a very good thing. And we're talking about these boots. That's proven to be true for 90s favorite British boots, Dr. Martens, a.k.a. Doc Martens.
All right, so today the boots are being worn by models like Gigi Hadid and athletes like David Beckham, of course. For all of their popularity in high-class circles, the boots actually had very humble beginnings. Now you see that phrase, humble beginnings here. This means that something started out in a way that they didn't expect they were going to become famous or popular. Usually you use this phrase to talk about something that has become famous or popular.
For example, are you familiar with IHOP, the International House
of Pancakes?
No, it's called the International House of Prayer.
Oh, prayer.
It's an all-day prayer and worship place that has grown all over the world, or it's spread all over the world. But it actually started with very humble beginnings. 6 people in a room praying regularly.
That's right. I think I have heard about that story. So friends, what else do you know of that had humble beginnings? Talk about it and how it has developed over the years. Well, after suffering an ankle injury in 1945, this Dr. Klaus Martens designed an air-cushioned sole. A British shoe company bought Martens' design in 1959, and later that year, the signature Dr. Martens 1460 boot was born. Now, a signature boot, or a signature something, mm-hmm. is a distinctive characteristic, something that makes it stand out.
And, of course, you can use this word to talk about different things. You can use it to talk about ice cream or even a drink. For example, whenever I go to Cold Stone, I like to get their signature peanut butter chocolate ice cream.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So this boot, Dr. Martens 1460, is probably the most famous thing that Dr. Martens has produced. Well, we read here, and factory workers and postmen became the target market. Well, right now, before we continue learning about Doc Martens, let's learn some boot phrases in
the Info Cloud. Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. I have been a teacher at Studio Classroom for a number of years now. It is such a great family to be in, and once in a while, I'm sad and grateful at the same time to see coworkers hang up their boots after working here a lifetime.
Oh, you mean when our fellow teachers and friends retire from Studio Classroom? When people hang up their boots, they retire from their jobs and no longer have to work on a daily basis.
Boots are worn by a lot of people who do strenuous labor. So when people hang up their boots, it implies that they don't work anymore.
After working for many years, she finally decided to hang up her boots.
Hang up one's boots could be a great thing because people who have worked hard can finally take a rest. On the other hand, we have to watch out and make sure we don't get the boot.
Oh, that's right. While hanging up one's boots means retiring, getting the boot does not mean you're getting a job, but losing a job.
This phrase is used with different verbs depending on who the subject is. The boss gives the boot, while the employee gets the boot. The boss gave him the boot, or he got the boot for being lazy at work.
So the two phrases, hang up one's boots and get the boot, have totally different meanings. Make sure you know the difference.
我们有时候会看到建筑工人或修理水电的技术人员穿那种高过脚踝的工作靴，非常坚固耐穿，英文统称为 boots， 因为那种很漂亮时尚的高筒靴也是叫做 boots。 当有人高挂工作靴 hang up one's boots， 那就代表他退休不再工作了。因此当我们说 he's hanging up his boots，就代表那个人即将要退休了，可以好好休息了。另一方面，当有人 get the boot， 拿到靴子，绝对不是说他得到一份工作，而是他被炒鱿鱼了。 He got the boot for being lazy， 他因为太懒惰所以被开除了。另外一种用法是 give the boot， 给别人靴子请他走路。 The boss gave him the boot，老板开除了他。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次语音专见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning with a lesson called Dr. Martin's Make a Comeback.Yes, Dr. Martens are very popular shoes. And that popularity has come and gone in waves, right? Well, they're becoming popular again. And it's kind of interesting to learn about the history of Dr. Martens. Let's continue with that now.
Dr. Martens make a comeback. Then...Pete Townsend of the British rock band The Who wore a pair on stage in 1967. After that, British teenagers began to view Dr. Martens as a symbol of youthful self-expression and couldn't wait to buy them. In the 1990s, the boots became popular in the U.S. with alternative rock groups and their followers.Soon, teenage celebrities and cool consumers wanted a pair. Although it's been almost 60 years since the classic 1460 debut, Doc Martens are still being worn internationally.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 useful 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 youth, 年轻这个名词，所以 useful 是指年轻的或看起来年轻的，或者是具有年轻活力的。例如 ,the product claims to make your skin look more youthful in 2 weeks. 这个产品宣称不出两周就能够让你的皮肤看起来更年轻。useful 和 young 有些不同 ,useful 是指具有年轻特质的。但是一样是指年纪上年轻的。例如 ,Kathy still looks very youthful even though she's over 40. Kathy 虽然已经年过40,但是看起来还是很青春洋溢。最后我们看的是 consumer 这个名词。S-U-M-E 这个字根有拿取的意思。所以 consumer 就是指消费者。例如 ,many consumers don't just want cheap merchandise, they want good quality merchandise that's reasonably priced. 许多消费者不只是要便宜的商品,他们要好品质而且价格合理的商品。 或者是 this new tax policy not only impacts businesses, it also impacts consumers. 这新的税制不只影响企业界，也影响消费者。它的动词是去掉字尾的 r 变成 consume。例如 my kids consume an enormous amount of food every week. 我的小孩每周吃掉极大量的食物。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, we read on here. Then Pete Townsend of the British rock band The Who wore a pair on stage in 1967. And few things will popularize an object or an item more than your favorite musicians or a celebrity who wears those things. So, of course, if a band is wearing something on stage, people will notice, and that thing might become popular.
Our lesson says, after that, British teenagers began to view Dr. Martens as a symbol of youthful self-expression and couldn't wait to buy them. Now let's talk about this phrase, self-expression.
Yeah, it's kind of what it sounds like. It's the way that you express yourself, okay? So a few months ago, we learned about skateboarders.And really, skateboarders, sometimes people think that skateboarders are rebels. Others view them as people who just want to express themselves in a very unique way. It's a form of self-expression.
Exactly. And there are several different forms of self-expression. For example, music, painting, and dancing are all different forms of self-expression.
And so the idea here with youthful self-expression is that people figured if they wore Doc Martens, they would appear as being youthful, okay? So it's a symbol of youthful self-expression. People couldn't wait to buy them. In the 1990s, one of my favorite decades, the boots became popular in the U.S. with alternative rock groups and their followers.Rebecca,
yes.
Do you like alternative rock music?
Do I like alternative rock music? Well, it's better than rock music.
Well, I don't know about that. But I think you do like alternative rock because you like a lot of bands that are alternative rock.
Well, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So in my opinion, I definitely prefer alternative rock music to rock music.
Okay.
Even though it could sound kind of...like rock music.
Right, exactly. And friends, this is kind of a hard thing to define, okay, alternative rock and rock. I think the best way to understand the difference between alternative rock music and rock music is to listen to bands that are considered alternative rock and then listen to bands that are considered rock music, okay? So Google that online. Bands like the Smashing Pumpkins, Weezer, Radiohead, Oasis, these are all considered alternative rock.And some of my favorite bands, by the way.
Yes, great. We know some of your favorite bands now. I can imagine, Gabe, you listening to some of your bands,band music, and then sit there with your drum set, you know, the portable one, the one that you bring all over the place, and just kind of hit some beats and rhythm.
Yeah, you're right about that, Rebecca.
I know I am.
Well, you know, even a lot of Christian bands like Newsboys, DC Talk, in the 90s, they were very popular bands.Those are also alternative rock bands. Did you like those groups?
I did. I did, actually. But, you know, alternative rock music, apparently, became quite popular in the 1990s. So that's probably why you enjoyed that period of time.
I know. It's so fun to think about the 90s. Well, we read on here, back to Doc Martens, the shoes. Soon, teenage celebrities and cool consumers wanted a pair.Wow, that is the power of the influence of music.
Ooh, yes, music can be extremely influential. Although it's been almost 60 years since the classic 1460 debut, Doc Martens are still being worn internationally. You know, Gabe, I've always liked the word debut.
Why is that?
Because when you look at it, it looks like...
Debut.
Debut.
Yeah.
But it's pronounced debut.
Debut, like the cat has debut.
Right.
Now, okay, so anyway, yeah, you're right. The T on the end of that word, you don't say the T, right? I think it came from French. Anyway, the word debut is the first appearance of something. So the first time the classic 1460 shoes came out. That was the debut.
And here's another way that you can use the word debut. Jack made his debut as an actor in 2018.
Oh, very nice. That's this year.
That's this year.
Well, friends, it's not time for a ReviewSkit debut right now. You've seen many before, but it is time for a
ReviewSkit.
Whoa, look at your boots.
Yeah, look at my boots. These are Dr. Martens.
Dr. Martens.
Yes, aka Doc Martens. They are a fashion favorite.
Yeah, back in the 90s.
You know, some say that fashion repeats itself every 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yes, and Doc Martens have proven that. They're back.
Is that so?
Yes. Today, the boots are being worn by famous models and athletes.
They're popular in high-class circles?
That's right. But Doc Martens actually had very humble beginnings.
Humble beginnings?
Yes. German doctor Klaus Martens designed an air cushion sole after an ankle injury in 1945.
Designed for an ankle injury?
Yes. A British shoe company bought Martens' design in 1959. Later that year, the signature Doc Marten boots was born.
For people with ankle injuries.
Actually, the target market was for factory workers and postmen, but now British teenagers view them as a symbol of youthful self-expression.
So how did they become popular with teenagers?
A band member of The Who wore a pair on stage in 1967, and teens couldn't wait to buy them.
And how did they get popular in the States?
In the 1990s, rock groups and their followers started wearing them.
And then
teenage celebrities and cool consumers wanted a pair.
Oh, but it's been almost 60 years since their first debut.
Yes, and Doc Martens are still being worn internationally. They're so cool.
Okay, see you later.
Where are you going?
To find my old Doc Martens.
Okay, so Rebecca, here's a little quiz for you.
Mm-hmm.
What word from our lesson today means the first time that something appears?
Okay, let me think.
Is it to make a comeback?
Okay.
Yeah?
To make a comeback?
Is it Doc Martens?
Doc Martens.
Or something else. Like,
or something else. Debut. I know! It was debut!
Rebecca, you're a genius.
I am so smart.
Friends, I know you got that. As well. Well, that's all we have time for today. We'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
A friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.